Hi, and thanks for joining us for this encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled Darkness and Light was written by Allison Keita. As I sat in the courtroom, I witnessed several examples of the brokenness of our world. A daughter estranged from her mother, a husband and wife who'd lost the love they once had and now shared only bitterness, a husband who yearned to be reconciled with his wife and to be reunited with his children. They desperately needed changed hearts, healed wounds, and for God's love to prevail. Sometimes when the world around us seems to hold only darkness and despair, it's easy to give in to despair. But then the Spirit, who lives inside believers in Christ, reminds us that Jesus died for that brokenness and pain. When He came into the world as a human, He brought light into the darkness. We see this in His conversation with Nicodemus, who furtively came to Jesus in the cover of darkness, but left impacted by the light. Jesus taught Nicodemus that God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Yet even though Jesus brought light and love into the world, many remain lost in the darkness of their sin. If we are His followers, we have the light that dispels darkness. In gratitude, let's pray that God will make us beacons of His love. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, and 16 through 20. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Now picking up at verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed." Let's pray. We thank you, Jesus, for coming to save us from the darkness of sin and despair. Help us to point others to you so that we can all remain in your light. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. My name is Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.